Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran at Saskatchewan Pork Industry Symposium 2018. My guest is Dr. Brett Ramirez, an assistant professor in agriculture and biosystems engineering with Iowa State University. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Ramirez.
Thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure to be here.
As part of Saskatchewan Pork Industry Symposium 2018, you discussed the topic, Why the In-Barn Environment Matters. First of all, what are we talking about when we're talking about the in-barn environment, and what are the main factors that make up and influence that environment?
So we have, two pieces of this. There's the animal side, and then we have the mechanical system side. So from the animal's perspective, we have the pigs producing heat, and the job of our ventilation system is to remove that heat and provide fresh air. So when we're thinking about it from that side, we're looking at the thermal comfort of the animals, what is their behaviors, and how they're reacting to the environment. On the other side, we have the whole mechanical system involving fans, inlets, openings, and kind of the interaction between them and what their role is in providing that environment. So oftentimes, the environment doesn't necessarily cause a problem, but it usually opens the door to create a whole host of other problems, from health, nutrition, and other challenges that can result in issues we don't want to deal with.
What factors of behavior or productivity will be affected by temperature or air quality in the barn, either too hot or too cold, and what is the significance of those factors?
Okay. The environment as a whole, let's look at behavior. Usually we can tell pigs that are lying on top of each other, very tight together, kind of that looks just uncomfortable. It's usually the barn's too cold and they're trying to find other ways to stay warm. Too hot, you're going to see the complete opposite. They're going to be sprawled out. They're going to do everything they can to not touch one another. When it's just right, they're going to be nicely kind of back to back, touching each other just a little bit. And it'll appear to be nice and comfortable. And to answer kind of the other question on the impact on productivity, when pigs are too cold, they eat more to stay warm. They're too hot, they eat less to stay cool. And so that all goes into feed to gain, feed efficiency, and average daily gain, and can have pretty big impact on the economics.
How will optimum temperature actually change as the pig grows in developments, and why is that?
So for small pigs with a small surface area to body weight ratio and just not a whole lot of mass, they're going to lose heat really fast. So they need a much hotter environment. They also can't really regulate. They can't regulate as well. So their conditions, it's a very narrow in what you have to provide. As that pig grows, it goes through the growing phase in nursery into a finishing setup. That environment's going to need to get cooler as the pigs start to produce more heat, and they're able to tolerate a wider range. So they can handle bigger environmental swings, but they're still going to need a little bit cooler environment as they get larger.
What tools or technologies are used in the barn to assist in optimizing the temperature and the thermal comfort of the pig, and what are the factors there?
So in terms of technology, I like to look at it from there's obviously sensors that we can use to measure things like air temperature, we can measure relative humidity, and we can measure airspeed, and they all can be conveniently packaged. So using one of those to verify inlet airspeeds to see what kind of jets are being developed for distribution is really handy. On the other side, we can use a manometer to measure static pressure to see what our levels are and if we are getting enough to get our good air jets coming from our inlets.
How important is maintenance and cleanliness of this equipment, this technology?
Oh, it's critical. It's one of those things that has to go on that day-to-day checklist of either from an inspection standpoint or to an actual just keeping things clean. So looking at fan belt tightness, dirty shutters, clogged inlets, unsealed joints are all just small things that often go unnoticed until, you know, it hits you right in the head. But it pays to do the little things over the grand scheme.
What is the take-home message to producers?
The environment matters. and it's worth spending that time of looking at the pigs, of really, noting of what's going on in the room and what might be able to be changed in order to improve that environment. Just noticing it kind of from the perspective of the environment, rather than looking at, are my pigs sick? Are they eating? And then saying, well, what is the environment a possible cause? So that sometimes it gets left out of that part of the equation. And so remembering that it's in the equation and it's oftentimes one of the bigger players in the equation, and that's kind of really the take-home, is re-emphasizing that it's important and it impacts kind of all aspects of pig production.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I'm just really happy to have the opportunity to come out here and present and help educate producers and enjoy Saskatoon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Dr. Brett Ramirez, an assistant professor in agriculture and biosystems engineering with Iowa State University. At Saskatchewan Pork Industry Symposium 2018 for Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.